Romans chapter 11. I say then, has God thrown away his people? God forbid. For I also am an Israelite, of the seed of Abraham, of the tribe of Benjamin. God has not thrown away his people that he foreknew. Don't you know what the scripture says about Elijah? How he prays to God against Israel, saying, Lord, they've killed your prophets and torn down your altars, and I'm left alone, and they're trying to kill me. But what does God answer him? I've reserved to myself 7,000 men who haven't bowed the knee to the image of Baal. Even so then, at this present time also, there is a remnant according to the election of grace. And if by grace, then it is no more of works, otherwise grace is no more grace. But if it is of works, then is it no more grace, otherwise work is no more work. What then? Israel hasn't obtained what he's looking for, but the election has obtained it, and the rest were blinded. As it is written, God has given them the spirit of sleep, eyes that won't see and ears that won't hear, until this day. And David says, let their table be made a snare and a trap and a stumbling block and a repayment to them. Let their eyes be darkened so they won't see and bow down their back always. I say then, have they stumbled so that they'd fall? God forbid. But rather, through their fall, salvation has come to the Gentiles to provoke them to jealousy. Now if the fall of them is the riches of the world, and the making smaller of them the riches of the Gentiles, how much more their fullness? For I speak to you Gentiles, since I am the apostle of the Gentiles, I magnify my office. If by any means I can provoke those who are my flesh to be like me, and might save some of them. For if the throwing away of them is the reconciling of the world, what shall the receiving of them be but life from the dead? For if the first fruit is holy, the lump is also holy. And if the root is holy, so are the branches. And if some of the branches are broken off, and you, being a wild olive tree, were grafted in among them, and with them partake of the root and fatness of the olive tree, don't boast against the branches. But if you boast, you don't bear the root, but the root bears you. You will say then, the branches were broken off so that I would be grafted in. Well, because of unbelief they were broken off, and you stand by faith. Don't be high-minded, but fear. For if God didn't spare the natural branches, be careful so that he doesn't break you off. Look therefore at the goodness and severity of God. On those who fell, severity, but toward you, goodness, if you continue in his goodness. Otherwise, you also shall be cut off. And they also, if they don't remain in unbelief, shall be grafted in, for God is able to graft them in again. For if you were cut out of the olive tree that is wild by nature, and were grafted contrary to nature into a good olive tree, how much more shall these, which are the natural branches, be grafted into their own olive tree? For I don't want you, brothers, to be ignorant of this mystery, so that you're not wise in your own conceit, that the blindness in part has happened to Israel, until the fullness of the Gentiles has come in. And so all Israel shall be saved, as it is written, there shall come out of Zion the deliverer, and shall turn away ungodliness from Jacob. For this is my covenant to them, when I shall take away their sins. Concerning the gospel, they are enemies for your sake, but concerning the election, they are beloved for the Father's sakes. For the gifts and calling of God are without repentance. For as you in times past have not believed God, yet have now obtained mercy through their unbelief, even so have these also now not believed, so that through your mercy they also may obtain mercy. For God has concluded them all in unbelief, so that he could have mercy on all. Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God! How unsearchable are his judgments, and his ways past finding out! For who has known the mind of the Lord? Or who has been his counselor? Or who has first given to him, and it shall be repaid him again? For of him, and through him, and to him are all things, to whom be glory forever. Amen.